The Head Bakken Report, produced by the Bakken Experts, head companies founded in 1945.
Today's guest is the new president of the Minot, North Dakota Area Development Corporation, Stephanie Hoffert. From the head companies, this is the Head Bakken Report.
Hear the latest news from Bakken newsmakers. Subscribe to the Head Bakken Report podcast on iTunes at headcompanies.com/podcast.
From the Head Companies Dickinson, North Dakota studios in the heart of the Bakken, this is the Head Bakken Report podcast for the third week of September 2014. The Bakken rig count stands at 199, and West Texas Intermediate crude is being traded at $92.27 a barrel at press time. We'll be back with Stephanie Hoffert of the Minot Area Development Corporation coming up on the Head Bakken Report.
Whether your needs are long-term or short-term, Green Door Business Condos and Self-Storage in Watford City has just what you're looking for. They're open 24 hours a day and are a fully gated premises with cameras and climate-controlled units that will put you at ease that your office and storage items are safe and secure. Green Door Business Condos offers high-speed internet, training rooms, conference facilities, garage and storage yard for your equipment. Give Kelsey a call today, 605-336-2111, and find out about their great rates and availability. Get on their waiting list now for the end of 2014.
Are you looking for apartments with luxury, location, and convenience? Then check out Watford City's newest addition, Auburn Ridge Apartments, located off Highway 23 in the Hunter's Run Master Planned Community. Auburn Ridge offers all the amenities of comfortable living in the heart of the Bakken. Auburn Ridge offers studio, one-bedroom, two-bedroom, and three-bedroom units with on-site laundry, DirecTV, high-speed internet, exterior decks, private and paved parking, and the options of furnished apartments. Auburn Ridge will have you feeling at home in no time. Auburn Ridge is now leasing apartments for December 2014. Contact Kelsey at 605-336-2111 to find out about leasing options and pricing.
Today on the Head Bakken Report, we begin a conversation with the president of the Minot Area Development Corporation, Stephanie Hoffert. Stephanie, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you.
You are in Los Angeles as we do this interview, and you're there to get some training. And tell us about your trip to Los Angeles and what you're doing there.
Okay, I am here going to class. It's a national development. It's the National Development Council Economic Development Finance Professional Certification Program, and it is the fourth and last class, which is called the Art of Deal Structuring. So I've taken three classes previous. This is the final one to get the final certification.
Oh, outstanding. That is very exciting. Stephanie, give us a little introduction on the steps that led up to you to become president of the Minot Area Development Corporation. What's your background?
Actually, I've got a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school at Minot State University and met my husband there. We ended up settling in Minot and have lived there for over 20 years. I did work at the local newspaper for about 19 years. Then I was hired at the Minot Area Development Corporation back in 2010, and I have been working there. I was the deputy director, then I was promoted to vice president, and then last month I was promoted to the president position.
What are the main objectives of the Minot Area Development Corporation?
Well, to diversify the economy, find new growth for the community, primary sector jobs, and then help find workforce to help with those new businesses coming to the community.
One of the first lines on the website for Minot Area Development Corporation states that Minot's rich history and economic development is evident through the many companies that MADC has attracted to the area. Can you expand on that statement? What is the rich history, and what are some of the businesses that are success stories?
The Minot Area Development Corporation has had a few different names throughout history, but I think the core of what they've been doing all this time is very similar. It's been economic development for the community of Minot has been around for about 60 years. And within that time, has helped businesses expand in the community, and back probably in the 80s and 90s, helped probably bring the call centers to Minot, finding jobs for the community. We were struggling we had the people, we didn't have the businesses. And, you know, the focus has changed some since then. You know, obviously with the oil boom in the western part of the state, Minot has been kind of a gateway into the Bakken. We have over 65 oil companies that have, or oil servicing companies that have a presence in Minot, as well as the agricultural sector and knowledge-based businesses. And we're also looking at manufacturing as a type of business to help grow the economy.
Yes, we'll touch more on the Bakken here in just a couple minutes. Does your office work in sync with the mayor and the chamber offices? And what's your relationship like with those two entities?
We do. The mayor is actually on our board, as well as our executive committee board. We also have two city council members on our board. We have a board of 25 people from all facets of work in Minot, which is very helpful. And we rent space from the Chamber of Commerce, so we are housed in the Chamber of Commerce building. We do work together on trying to help the community with efforts of quality of life, and like with the school bond a couple of years ago, and about the Ward County trying to get a new building built. We were in efforts with the Chamber to help with that as well.
Yeah, we talked to Chuck Barney on the program not that long ago. He seems like the man for the job. He seems like the best interest of Minot, North Dakota are at his heart. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yes, I do agree. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was a loaded question. I already knew what you were going to say before you answered. Continuing on here, tell us about the Minot Area Development Corporation success stories. What are some of the businesses that your corporation has assisted as of late since you've been with the organization?
Well, you know, the Minot Area Development Corporation was instrumental in the Great Plains Energy Park, where it housed five petroleum companies that wanted industrial land, close access to the highways, with infrastructure in place. And the Minot Area Development Corporation, along with requesting some magic fund dollars from the city, was able to get that prepared and sold off that land in a very short amount of time. We've also have some land that is very close to rail, where we have some agricultural and manufacturing companies that are either in the process of being made or have already planted some roots in Minot. The United Pulse Trading, which is a company that headquartered in Canada, but also has presence in Turkey and throughout the world, have decided is Minot to be one of their homes in the United States, and they process peas and lentils into flour. And they are currently at our egg park. We are helping them with an expansion with some more acreage there. And then also we have a couple other businesses that we are working with to get their land ready for rail service. Hopefully by summer of 2015, we should have five areas for businesses to be out there and then continue to grow the area.
I can only imagine that your office receives inquiries from businesses that are considering establishing themselves in Minot. Is there a common denominator amongst the businesses that make such inquiries? And where do oil field related businesses fall in as far as inquiring with your office?
As far as oil company businesses, most of them already have a presence somewhere in the Bakken, but are looking maybe for a warehouse or additional space for their trucks or those kind of things. And so we do have a need for some more industrial land with easy access to highways for them to build in Minot. And we are working with a landowner that maybe is interested in developing some land. We would probably call it the Great Plains Energy Park 2, which would be located east of our Great Plains Energy Park right now. And I'd say I've probably had 5 to 10 inquiries about getting some parcels of land there developed for oil or oil servicing companies. We have inquiries almost on a daily basis at MADC about either that or businesses that are already in Minot, not just oil, but other businesses wanting to expand and needing some help finding a commercial space to do that.
We'll be back with Stephanie Hoffert, the president of the Minot, North Dakota Area Development Corporation, coming up on the Hegg Bakken Report.
For the finest in luxury living, the Minot North Highlands Apartments and Villas welcomes you home. Minot North Highlands features spacious furnished corporate housing with underground parking, a 30-seat movie theater, a large swimming pool and hot tub, plus a basketball court, fitness center, and a family playground complex. Minot North Highlands Apartments. You know you have arrived. For information, call Jackie at 605-336-2111.
Waiting list now open for 2014.
For luxury living at its finest, look no further than Minot North Highlands Apartments and Villas. We offer high-quality floor plans and amenities to meet any need. With underground parking, an indoor swimming pool, a full gym, community rooms, and secured entrances, just to name a few. But you'll have to hurry. The first 33 luxury villas open in July and are leasing now. Don't miss your chance to experience life at Minot North Highlands. Visit NorthHighlandLiving.com or call Jody at 701-418-0100 today.
Our guest today on the Hegbakken Report is the president of the Minot Area Development Corporation, Stephanie Hofford. Stephanie, tell us about how new companies establishing in Minot can reduce business costs by 35% by expanding in your city. I think I read that on your website.
Well, you know, we partner very closely with the Department of Commerce out of Bismarck, and there are a lot of good state incentive programs for businesses to be in North Dakota and, of course, in Minot. And then we do have our local incentives, which would include Magic Fund dollars if available for specific projects.
Let's touch on the Port of North Dakota. What types of businesses that inquire or are already established, in fact, in Minot find the Port of North Dakota attractive?
Well, the close proximity to the rail is probably the most important thing for those businesses, especially the egg processing companies. Right now, currently, if they are in other parts of the state and smaller communities, unfortunately, the trains that are going by are normally filled with oil, and so they don't get a good service or a continuous service all the time. And so they look to North Dakota Port Service expansion to be able to get service on a timely manner and a consistent manner.
You know, we're trying real hard to put it behind us, but that devastating flood back in 2011 will never, ever be forgotten. What lingering effects of that tragedy are still with Minot today?
You know, as far as the business in Minot, if you look, when you drive down Broadway or you look on the north and south ends of town, you'd never know there was a flood. But unfortunately, when you get down into the valley, there are some homes that are still not demolished or not rebuilt. And so, unfortunately, we did lose some of the new starter homes. You know, the homes were a little bit older and a little bit smaller in that area. And so for new coming families, that was a really good resource of family homes. And so you do notice that down in the valley, there are some homes that do need to be taken care of. Some have rebuilt up very well and things are flourishing. But like I said, if you look on the north and south ends of town, you would know that there was a flood. But unfortunately, we do have some people who are still hurting and still trying to recoup costs from the devastating flood.
How does your office handle questions about housing, and is there adequate housing currently available in Minot?
You know, housing, 2 years ago, I would have said absolutely not. But now there have been a lot of apartment buildings, a lot of homes being built, and you can see there's more signs on in front of people's houses that are, might be smaller homes for sale for people moving into bigger homes. So the housing has settled down and has gotten better. I am told by realtors that the rates have come down some in apartments, and that, you know, things that were probably $1,200 or $1,500 or more in the $800 to $900 range, which is coming back to some normalcy. I think we still need some more help there, but I think the demand of the amount that are needed is coming online very well. You know, I think it's going to take, the market's going to come down a little bit, and it's going to be more affordable for the rest of the citizens of Minot.
And finally, you mentioned the Bakken being the gateway to the Bakken a few minutes ago. How has the oil field just west of Minot affected your office, Stephanie?
You know, when I started, it was at Minot Area Development Corporation. The oil companies were just coming into Minot, and as I mentioned, we've probably got at least 65 oil or oil servicing companies that have a presence in Minot. It has definitely influenced our economy. You can look at it by our sales tax numbers and our permitting numbers. The oil in the Bakken is definitely affecting Minot, and you can see it by the enrollment in schools and in the busyness of the restaurants and the retail industry, as well as just the activity that goes on the day-to-day street.
Your website is MinotUSA.com. We can get more information there. You're the recently elected president of the Minot Area Development Corporation. Stephanie Hofford, thank you for joining us on the Hegg Bakken Report today. Good luck in Los Angeles, and hope to shake hands with you someday soon.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate talking to you.
If you want more of the Hegg Bakken Report, you can subscribe to the Hegg Bakken Report at iTunes or go to heggbakkenreport.com. That's HEGGBAKKENREPORT.com, where you can get all of the transcripts and audio for past newsmakers in the United States energy industry and much, much more. Follow the Hegg Bakken Report on Twitter at Hegg Bakken Report or on Facebook. Until next time, thanks for listening.